This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good Thursday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny, July 17th, 2025. You are listening live to G&D from our Half Street Studios in the Navy Yard, just a few blocks from Washington Nationals baseball at Nats Park. By the way, the Nats back in action tomorrow night against the San Diego Padres. They will kick off their second half. Tonight, Danny, is the night. The only night of the year where there is no pretty much anything in sports. Whatever the opposite of a sports equinox is, remember when they always do like the,
yes,
there's this, 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 this. We have zippy today.
It's the turbo eclipse or something like that.
No Major League Baseball.
Nothing.
No NFL.
No.
No NBA.
Mm-mm.
No WNBA. No college football. No National Hockey League. No Major League Soccer. This is the slowest sports day of the year.
And thank God you're here. By the way, that's Grant Paulson's music. He is back. He is back. You've had a lot of things that we would normally talk about on a slow sports day like
right.
this. Like, we would do an hour on the fact that you caught a foul ball. Like, I don't know anyone that goes to more baseball games. Like, we go and cover them a lot of times,
sure.
You know, and we're doing post-game shows, and you'll go to the press box. I'm talking about, like, as a fan. It's like you and, like, 9 season ticket holders. And you've been to so many games, and you've never caught a foul ball.
Not one.
Until this week.
It happened at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Jacob Mizorowski threw a ball 99 miles an hour, and it was fouled back down the third baseline.
A little bit of spin on there.
200 level.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, a bunch of Johnny-come-latelys in Atlanta had already headed for the exits in the seventh or whatever inning it was of the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I had a few seats to my left to waddle on down and reach out with that left hand, tried to one-hand it. It hurt, by the way.
It hurts more than you think.
Ball caroms off the hand, got a little redirect from the guy in front of me, off the back of the seat to the backhand, played off the seat. Felt good about it.
That's a good play.
Felt good about it. Had to redeem myself.
Yeah.
The pitch velocity, which will remain unsaid on the radio, that I did at the Fan Fest earlier in the day. Let's just say I was down on myself a little bit.
Oh, really?
Down on the athleticism. Did a little, stepped into the cage. I thought I was throwing the ball pretty hard.
Were you loose? Were you loose or were you a little tight?
I'm going to say loose. I'm going to say tight. What are the things that make it worse? Tight and not loose.
Like, if I'm tight, I can't throw it at all.
Nobody's ever been tighter.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you know the miles per hour?
It's going to go to my grave with me.
We're going to have to guess it. We got to guess it.
Let's just say it was not a high number.
Would you have been pulled over on most highways?
Not on the highway.
Oh, no.
It was not.
Oh, no.
It was really rough.
Like a residential street, they'd be like, come on, man, slow it down.
This isn't the guessing game I want to play right now. But otherwise, things have been good since we last spoke.
I got to know.
Trifecta. Foul ball. The baby.
But yeah, I was going to say, foul ball one, baby two.
We got a baby. We lost a dog. I mean, the Paulsons have been making moves.
Yeah.
Sadly and happily and everything else. But a lot has gone on since I last saw you. So it is good to be back in this chair. Meanwhile, nothing to talk about for you.
Yeah. Bored.
generally, I've been doing this All-Star Game trip that I do for MLB Network Radio, hosting their draft coverage, doing shows on Media Day from the field and stuff for years. And normally, Danny's just like watching tumbleweeds roll by.
What's the best topic on a hot dog? Do you like chili or onions? Give us a call. For 6 hours.
Art Monk jersey retirement.
And I barely got to talk about it.
That's your guy.
My favorite player of all time. I was fuming at that. Again, I understand it's the job and there's more pressing stuff, but like all I want to do is nostalgia old guy radio of your favorite Art Monk memory, your favorite moment, the what it meant, how much it means to you. Like everyone my age around that understands 81, and we barely got to do it.
So I had three thoughts when I saw the Art Monk news. The first was, oh, that's so good for Art Monk. The second was, wow, the team really leaked this right before Terry McLaurin's about to take him to task publicly. That's old school Redskins right there. And then the third was, Danny's going to be fired up.
Yeah.
Because that has always been your guy.
It's my one seat. It's him and Cal Ripken. My two idols, my heroes, the guys that influenced, guided, and morphed, formed, whatever you want to call it, my sports viewing. The way that I think about athletics is from those two dudes.
Terry McLaurin slapping the court, telling the team to bring it.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I'm in line waiting to get into the ballpark ahead of the All-Star festivities, watching Terry not toe the company line. That's not our sweet Terry.
Not this time.
That's not the guy we've become accustomed to. Got no problem with what he's doing. He has earned money. He wants his money. He's negotiating publicly. Obviously, it's not going the way that he wants. A lot of things came out of that press conference I found surprising. Most notably, though, to have gone the last month without talking. Whoa.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we now know where all of the leaks on that was coming from. We assumed it was the agent, but it really clearly was the agent.
Yeah.
The team doesn't really do
it. He even said as much. He goes, people wonder where that's coming from. It was me.
Exactly. And then July 15th happened. The big date, the deadline, the stadium deal. Is it getting done? Are they going to have a vote? They're not having a vote. I still think it'll happen. I think a lot of this is noise, but that was a big nothing burger, that July 15th deadline in the rearview now. But we've got an update on that, by the way. We'll get to that at 2:45 today. Why don't we start, though, with more huge news? Von Miller is coming to the Washington Commanders. This is a future Hall of Famer.
Yes, sir.
This is a superstar of his era. This is an all 2010s team guy. Two Super Bowl titles, a Super Bowl MVP award. Kind of hard to get that as a defensive player. 8-time Pro Bowler and 3-time first team All Pro. People like to throw All Pro out there like he's 7-time All Pro. First team All Pro is what an All Pro is. And he's done that 3 times, being one of the best at his position. Von Miller, in his career, Danny, 129.5 sacks, one of the best pass rushers of all time, coming to the Washington Commanders. And now the question's going to be, how much does he have left at 36 years old? Because last year, he had a half dozen sacks. The year before that, in 12 games, he didn't have a single sack. He has not had double-digit sacks since 2018. So now that's what we got to find out, is how much is he going to help them? But they needed an edge rusher. They needed a situational guy on passing downs to replace what they lost. In a double-digit sack guy last year in Dante Fowler, who went back to Dallas. Enter Von Miller, one of the most famous players of his era.
We kept asking, and I know I certainly was super curious, going, have you guys noticed there's a bunch of big name, totally past their prime, not suggesting you go out and spend $30 million or, you know, top of the market, but guys with some pelts on the wall, pretty good resumes that are available for probably not that much. You know who specializes in short-term deals for not that much for productive players? Washington. See Ertz. See Wagner, who's now back on another one of those deals. See Eckler. And now here, you get Von Miller. A guy that, as you said, excellent. What an unbelievable career. If he has 7 sacks this year, which I think is not the craziest thing in the world, he will be top 15 all time. Not in this franchise history, not in like the NFC. Since they started keeping the stat, one of the great pass rushers in history. Definitely not that guy that dominates and takes over games on a weekly basis. No longer in that TJ Watt, Miles Garrett tier. But so what? We talked about this with Deebo Samuel. Everybody's pointing out that Deebo Samuel's not the best, not the same guy that he was. He's certainly better than what was here. Another man's trash is another man's treasure, right? I mean, if you think about the fact that they didn't have this on their roster anywhere, a guy that you'd go, I'm confident in this player's ability to win some one-on-one pass rushing matchups with any kind of consistency. I don't want him down in and down out. I don't think they do either. This is a wonderful signing for me. I love this.
Don't ask him to set the edge against the run very often. Bring him out there when it's an obvious passing down and let him go to work. That's what they're going to do. He's going to get some extra attention, so I'm guessing he's not going to see one-on-ones incessantly because they don't really have anybody else that's going to take on double teams at a great rate, I don't think, especially early in the year. Maybe someone will prove themselves, whether that's Johnny Newton or Daron Payne, that as the year goes on, Miller gets more one-on-one looks. But if you're wondering, can he get to the quarterback, I think the answer is still yes.
Yeah.
We say all the time, sack rate, number of sacks is not necessarily the only metric that should matter. Last year, believe it or not, at 35 years old, do you guys realize Von Miller still had the fastest get-off time in the NFL among edge rushers? Take every edge in the league, time their get-off. Next Gen Stats does that. At 0.69 seconds, Von Miller was still the twitchiest and quickest. That's amazing to me. But it maybe shouldn't be shocking because he's an absolute physical freak and a specimen. Myles Garrett, 0.70 second. Nick Bosa, 0.70 tied for second. They're behind Von Miller in get-off time, number one in the league. The other metrics that stand out to me that say maybe there's something left here that make this a worthwhile proposition. ESPN's pass rush metric, which is win rate, graded him out at a 17.9% win rate, which was fifth best among 150-plus rush performers. So if you were on the field enough, situationally used pass rusher or more, he was number five at how often he actually won in his assignment. You want to look at Pro Football Focus, who does some of their own numbers in this regard. They've got a pass rush win percentage that they do. They graded him 10th in the NFL. They have a thing called a PRP, which is not the injection that you get.
Platelet-rich pellets.
Right. Very different. They have a PRP, which is the basically the rate of success that you have as a percentage in trying to rush the quarterback. So sacks, hits, hurries, all. And they divide it by attempts, essentially. And he was 8th in that metric. So by most standards, even though the sack count has been low because the snaps are lower, he is still able to generate pressure. He is still able to win. And this is exactly what Washington needed. They don't need another guy who can stuff the run or try to help you at the line of scrimmage, just be stout. He's not going to be on the field at that point. They need someone who can do what Fowler did last year when he went out and got 11 sacks to help Dorrance Armstrong to generate some pressure off the edge to force quarterbacks to climb the pocket into the interior and run into Newton and Payne. And that's what they think Von Miller is going
to
do.
So what they really did to me on defense, I was trying to quantify this or think about this. I was texting with a buddy. I think they were very determined to get much better on first down, right? So having, you know, Saquon Barkley rip off 7-yard gains or, you know, Bijan Robinson or whatever running back you're going to have to play over the course of this year, they decided to beef up that defensive front for first down to help them eventually on third down. And this is where Von Miller comes in. Right. So first down, it's maybe Javon Kinlaw and, it could be some combination of Eddie Goldman or Dietrich Wise or you know, Johnny Newton, whoever you want up there to stop that run. You want to pass on first down, different conversation. But to stuff that run, to get you into that second and long, third and long, become passing down, enter Von Miller, enter Frankie Louvu walking down to the line of scrimmage, you know, sort of mixing and matching some of the potions there for Joe Witt and company. They didn't have this yet. And now they do. So, again, this is a guy that's played less than a third of the snaps each of the last two seasons in Buffalo. His 2023 season, bizarre, zero sacks, you know, just wasn't really much of a factor at all, kind of rebounded last year. Again, in only a third of the defensive snaps, ended with six sacks last year. You do something similar this year, playing a third of the snaps, 35, 40% or whatever, you come up with that 5 to 7 level sack productivity, which probably means a couple TFLs getting upfield, probably means a couple hurries, a couple quarterback hits. You're contributing more than, with all due respect, Andre Jones Jr. and Jalen Holmes and John Baptiste might have in that spot for not that much, for not a long-term commitment. Sign me up.
If you want to ask how much does he have left, it's a fair question. My answer is going to be, I think he becomes their best pass rusher right away. And maybe you could tell me or convince me Dorrance Armstrong could be as good. And I mean, when I say pass rusher, I'm talking about basically the ability to get to the quarterback, to generate pressures, hits, sacks, hurries, those types of things. I will take him over projects like Jacob Martin and Jalen Holmes and Andre Jones, who you just named. I will take him over even Cleveland Farrell in that regard, or JJB. You mentioned Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame. The numbers suggest, based on last year, unless the wall was this offseason, that he can still win, that he could still do that. You just have to use him correctly. And that's the thing, I think, that Peters has done the last 2 years in building the front seven defensively.
Yep.
Is this is no longer the NFL that you and I grew up with, where your defensive end, because that's what it used to be. It was three linebackers, Mike, Sam, and Will, and it was four defensive linemen, two ends and two tackles. Well, it's not that anymore, because most teams are in 34 pretty frequently, occasionally, and very often, I would say, probably not occasionally, bare fronts with five guys. Like, based on the down and distance, what you're expecting, what your pre-scout tells you, you're mixing and matching with personnel constantly. But there's not really a need to have a defensive end who is both a run stopper and a pass rusher. It's great when you have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have that guy, cool. You pay him a lot of money. He's one of the better players on your team. But what Peters has done is kind of go cheap and shop in a different aisle, where he'll go get a Wise who can help him stop the run, or a Farrell, if he's healthy, who can do some of that. And they'll be on the field. You say first down, I just call it like rundown.
Right.
Because first and 10's a throwing down for smart coaches. You know,
yeah.
Ben Johnson is a pound the football guy. He's also a thrower on first down plenty. But you need, when they're throwing the ball, to have guys on the field who can get home. They didn't have enough of that.
Right.
They probably still don't. I would also say Von Miller's an injury risk at this age and based on his last several years.
Certainly.
But you got better with this acquisition. There's no doubt in my mind. And here's another takeaway that should be brought up. Von Miller is a trophy chaser. Von Miller is a ring-chasing, end of his career, long in the tooth, maybe doesn't have a lot of seasons ahead of him left. This could be it. Guy. And he said, Washington. That works. I'll take that. Look at his last couple teams he went to. He went to Denver, I think with Peyton Manning at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Buffalo when they were on the brink of a Super Bowl, still are, with Josh Allen as an MVP. And now he's going, that Jaden Daniels guy in Washington. He is literally hopping to the orgs where he thinks he can win Super Bowls.
It's pretty neat,
and this is the next stop. What a difference that screams about this organization.
It's a great point by you. Yeah.
Wagner last year did something similar.
But it's now, a different time. Yeah.
I don't think he really bought in on the idea they were going to win big early. But I think he knew the coaching staff and loved those guys, and he wanted to come here to build a winning culture. So you're seeing more of that. These wouldn't have been options under the last regime or 3 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, you see this in basketball all the time. The guy that, you know, may not be the superstar anymore but still can contribute, taking a little less to go to, you know, chase that ring, as you called it. And we're one of those teams now, which is, again, not an outfit that I'm used to wearing, right? But it is delightful, certainly, that it would happen. But I kept wondering. I'm going, why is he just hanging out there? Is he waiting for a training camp spot, like an injury, God forbid, or something to happen? Then he maybe hops to a team that has a need. These several free agent pass rushers were out there, and you're going, just seems like somebody would want one of these guys. I understand it's that you're not paying him, you know, top of the market money to go rush the passer 70% of downs, but like, nobody's interested in Von Miller.
What was the benefit for him to getting it done before now?
Not much.
He doesn't want to go deal with mini camps and OTAs. He's probably traveling the world, for all I know. He's an eclectic guy. He's out and about. I mean, why would he have cared? Like, our football calendar as fans starts in March. If you're Von Miller at this point, I think your calendar starts July 25th.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is kind of the time where you have your agent do all the legwork. What are they going to pay me? Who's interested? And then you sit down with him in early to mid-July and you say, all right, let's talk about this, and then you make your decision. I'm not saying the teams were calling all spring. I have no idea. But I just think a guy like that, and there are other veterans like him,
yeah,
by the way.
Matt Judon, Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Jadeveon Clowney, DeMarcus
rush?
Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, none of these guys want to be a part of the spring activities.
Right.
The guys that are supposed to be there don't even like doing
it. That's true.
You know? And it's not like there's a ton to learn for Von Miller. You're not a receiver that's got to get on the same page as your quarterback. You're not a quarterback that's got to be running the organization all offseason. You know, every position's a little bit different. You are a hired gun. When that guy snaps and drops back five steps, get to him as fast as possible. Read and react.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is. You don't even really have to. Eventually, he's going to play on running downs. I'm not suggesting he isn't. But it really is about as reactionary and as much a hired gun position as there is in the league at this point.
Certainly. You are the designated pass rusher, right? And, you know, you might see some times where they're in a pass formation. Maybe they check to a run to his side. And, you know, we'll see how well he holds up. But you're going to try to find those spots, as you said, that are throwing downs. And, okay, turn you loose, buddy.
Now, you don't care about this. I know I've got company in Darius Darren.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
I am so mad that he's going to wear 24. Let me take that back.
Mad.
Let me take that back. Because people, that's all people will hear about a 20-minute segment where I've done nothing but be giddy about Von Miller coming. It's like, you're mad about everything. I don't actually care, but I just wish I lived in a world where guys were the number that properly correlates with their position. This is one of my old man takes. I just find it annoying to look at. I'm sure he's close with Champ Bailey, who's a Broncos legend, sadly. Should be a Redskins legend.
Isn't that funny?
But he's a Hall of Fame player, and Von Miller, also a Broncos legend, right? Von Miller is going to wear the number 24. It would appear that that's what he posted
with
himself as a Redskin. And I guess it was the new... Did he go full Redskins jersey or did he go Commanders jersey when he posted it?
Actually, don't know.
Was he doing a Champ Bailey bit? One of the things I saw online was him in like Redskins gear, and maybe someone just mocked that up. I don't know. But he actually posted a picture of himself in a 24, like he was Champ Bailey.
So it's him. He actually posted himself, and it's him in the new throwback jersey.
Yeah, so right. The new alts. Which are the old?
Which are so clean.
Yeah, aren't they nice?
God, they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
But 24, Danny.
Yep.
Pass rusher.
Yep.
Just like it's always been, coming off the edge. I do not love it.
First several seasons were so good. You sleep. Jack Bauer.
It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Bauer, lefty, throws 103, just got drafted. That Jack Bauer?
That Jack Bauer.
Different Jack
Bauer. From working for CTU.
How helpful do you guys think Von Miller's going to be in 2025? What type of impact do you think he'll have on this team? And give us a guess as to how many sacks you think he's capable of. Like, what's a number that would be worthy of this move? What's a number that would impress you? 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. Von Miller to the Commanders. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back of the 17 now on fourth and goal. Lawrence dropped. Chased down and sacked by Von Miller. The 35-year-old legend.
How much will Von Miller help the Commanders in 2025? That is the question at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. One of the most famous celebrity Hall of Fame players that is signed here in a long, long time. I want to talk about that later in the show. But I actually tweeted something to the effect of, like, they used to major in this. End of their career.
Uh-huh.
Superstar, big name guy, push some jerseys. Think about Deion Sanders and Bruce Smith back in 2000.
Feels different now, though, doesn't it?
Definitely does.
Uh-huh.
Jason Taylor in 2008, I think, is a good comp. He was on his way to the Hall of Fame as a pass rusher, kind of end of his career, coming here, see what you can get out of him.
A weird calf injury thing that just derailed that?
I don't know if McNabb counts because he's not quite on that Hall of Fame tier, but because he was a quarterback, mm-hmm. he was every bit as famous as any of these other guys. That was 2011 with Shanahan. Adrian Peterson, 2018, is a great example
yep.
of a guy that had a great career before he got here. Everybody knows who he is. One of the best at his position of his era, and then comes to D.C. Does DeSean Jackson fit on that list? Not quite a Hall of Famer. I just remember in 2014, when they were on the precipice of bringing him in, the reaction was massive.
Yes.
Because I think it was probably...
It was polarizing, you know?
Polarizing and in your division. Like, there's not... If you go out to Texas with a Cowboys... I guess that's a bad example. A Texans fan. Mm-hmm. Or, like, out west with a Chargers fan, and you're like, DeSean Jackson's coming. It would have moved the needle, but I don't know that it's the same as a guy that's torched you twice a year.
Yeah, the Monday Night Massacre thing happened. The first play, he scores a touchdown, he's backing into the end zone. He's, you know, just embarrassed you and killed you in your division for years, and now is yours.
88 yards over Laron Landry.
Yeah, really fun game, actually.
Von Miller, 2025. What's the season going to look like? So, Danny, you go first with the phones, 800-636-1067. How significant an impact, and give me an idea to sack count.
This is of some significance. So 1 to 10, probably a 6. This isn't Von Miller of old, but again, 6 is more than 0. I'm going, who's going to do this? I now have an answer to that. So I think kind of a minimum of 5, 5.5 means you go, yep, they kind of got this one right, right? Situational pass rusher, plays 25-35% of snaps. Sounds really good. You go north of 7 with some of those disruptive moments, some of those in-division big plays on a 3rd and 7, got to have it type downs, where you get Jalen Hurts to the ground or Dak Prescott to the ground or something clutch, people will go, thank goodness for this regime, right? They found it.
I think I need 25 out of a trio of Frankie Louvu, who I would have rushing as an edge more, Dorrance Armstrong, who came on, let's not forget, like gangbusters at the end of the year. Remember how good he was in the playoffs? Look at his game log in the playoffs. I think he had like 3.5 or 4 sacks in those games. And then Von Miller. I think those three guys have to combine for close to 25. I'm going to say Von Miller gives you 6.5 sacks.
So last year, those three of them, I know Miller wasn't here, but that would have been 19 between the three of them.
Yeah, and it was Dorrance Armstrong quiet early.
Yep.
And I think Frankie Louvu's got a little more in the tank. It's going to be hard to have a lot more than he did last year because the numbers ended up being good.
I mean, I think if he rushes the passer more.
Why not?
You would see more numbers, yeah.
I think Louvu could get you 12. I think Armstrong could get you around 9, and now I only need 4 out of Miller to get to my 25, and I'm going to go over that. But there's no reason to me Louvu couldn't be an 11 or 12 sack guy this coming year. Absolutely no reason. And if you told me he had 14, then I would know that means he's going to be rushing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's as good at that skill. I'm not saying it piling up sacks, but just at getting to the quarterback as anybody they've had the last couple of years. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Joey's in Brandywine. Wants to hop in. How are you? You there?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. You're on the radio. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call, fellas. Long time listener, first time caller. My take on it is that if Von Miller gets around 5 to 6 sacks, I'd be impressed. But to really impress me, if he gets around 8, I'd be ecstatic. I think it's a good signing no matter what, because no matter what he gives you, you still need that presence on the outside.
Yeah, a lot of people have said they like the signing because of whatever veteran leadership or savvy he provides. I'm past that. I don't think they need a lot of that. They're the oldest team in the NFL.
Already, yeah, before this.
If they need that, we got problems. They have Bobby Wagner for that, oh, by the way. He's the one that's going to give the speech on Thursday before the big December game, and everyone's going to think it's awesome because he hasn't talked in a few weeks in a meeting or whatever. We saw that last year. So, frankly, I don't care about that part. I need him to produce. I need him to get to the quarterback, and that is where I do think I gave you the metrics. This is not just an opinion. I think it's based in fact. I think it's based in numbers. Last year, he had the quickest get-off in the league, better than Myles Garrett and Nick Bosa, who were tied for second, 0.69 seconds according to next-gen stats. He had a pass rush win rate via ESPN that was fifth best in the NFL. Same metric for PFF. They graded him 10th. PRP, so how often as a percentage you get a hit, a hurry, a sack, something while you're rushing the quarterback. He was 8th most effective. I mean, this is someone who should still be a significant upgrade. I do think he's going to help them a bunch. I think this is exactly the move throughout the offseason that we've been saying they needed to make and predicting eventually that they would with one of these veterans at some point. I thought it would be deeper into training camp, honestly, but I'm glad he'll be there for camp. It adds another star at practices that fans won't be able to be at. Let's go to Austin and Raleigh. Austin, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, boys. Love the show.
Hey, man.
So I'm happy about the signing. And, you know, he's old. He's not going to get 10 false sacks. But I look at him as a smarter version of Dante Fowler. And we saw what he did last year. So I think it's a good signing. I think the veteran there, not so much as a veteran presence, but just the smartness of being a vet and having that, you know, that pro pedigree of winning.
Thanks, buddy. He makes an interesting point. I don't know what you think Dante Fowler is compared to what Von Miller is. They're going to basically play the same role,
right?
I would think, for Dan Quinn this year. Fowler went out and got you double-digit sacks, had a year the likes of which he's only ever had one time in his career. Now, maybe that was that he balled out and played awesome, but it also could have been some of the stuff that they schemed up. It also could have been a Dan Quinn win. It could have been a Joe Witt Jr. win. Is it possible to then assume that Von Miller could be used in a way that gets a lot more out of him than Buffalo was able to the last couple
of
years?
It's not crazy at all. I mean, again, especially when you consider, you know, what's next to him. What are they setting up? What, you know, what schemes, what designs? You never know. Some people just say, let's go. You four guys, try to win your individual matchup. Other guys, let's have you bow around from the, you know, the lined up over the left guard. You bow around to on the other side of the right guard, and two people will slide that way to interrupt stuff, or we're going to fake a blitz one way. I mean, the whole thing is designed to get a look that you want at kind of that soft spot, the weak spot in the offense, the protection of the scheme or the design. And maybe you find something else, right? If you remove Dante Fowler's run accountability setting and have him get upfield a lot, yeah, he'll end up at the quarterback more. Well, what's the downside? One pitch to Saquon Barkley 80 yards later, crap. You know what I mean?
You wear a few of those for the addition he provides as a pass rusher the rest of the year, to your point, but you got to figure out that marriage. I wonder, from a D-tackle standpoint, how quickly you can get Johnny Newton to be a force. Because a big difference for Von Miller is going to be if they have someone on the interior that's taken on too. Maybe that's Deron Payne getting back to what he was before he was paid. Maybe based on his size, that's Javon Kinlaw. That could be part of the plan too. When they went out and paid Javon Kinlaw like he's an elite player at $15 million, maybe what they decided then was, the second prong here is that we're going to circle back to this edge position later and get a Dante Fowler-ish pass rusher, and Kinlaw's going to have to take on too. But if one of those D tackles can separate himself a little bit to be hard to block one-on-one, now all of a sudden Von Miller's business booms. Let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro. How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I mean, I think I agree with everything you guys said, like as far as the fact that what I'm really concerned about and want is to see his impact in the game. But the last caller, I think, touched on something else that I have to consider a plus. his knowledge and the preparation and playing the game, it's going to be a plus to have him on the sidelines, the practice fields, and as well as the locker room, coaching these young men that play the exact same position. So if we could get both of those out of it, man, it's a plus. And to be in, what, the second or third year of new ownership and management, I think we're far down the road.
Yeah, so I don't hate the idea of just another really smart guy to serve as a coach on the sidelines. My point is just that was not a need. They've already got that in spades. They've got Ryan Kerrigan and Darrell Tapp on their coaching staff just to help coach the defensive line and the defensive ends, which isn't even to speak to having a Bobby Wagner. It's not like they've got a bunch of young guys on the edge either, by the way. The guys in the rotation right now, we're talking about Luvu playing that position a bunch. Dorrance Armstrong was a Cowboy for years before coming here. Cleveland Farrell's been around forever. Like, this is a veteran group.
Yeah, as you said, they're already the oldest team in the NFL. Now, some of that is a lot of their, you know, some of these one-year short-term deal guys are here. But
still, and your roster.
Yeah, and they were super devoid of carryover talent, kind of that middle class, that like 25 to 29 range that, you know, guys on the second deals or whatever. They're devoid of that because of how bad Ron and all the Martys were. But still, you're already the oldest roster in the league. So if you're, as you said, if you're still in need of, man, they need some mentor over there. Like, they're very mentored. They need some mentees.
Elijah in D.C., how much do you think Von Miller helps the Commanders this season?
I think he helps them a lot. I think you are saving Von Miller for the big lights. There's going to be moments. There's going to be clutch moments. You saw him pick up a ball, scoop a ball, and trot down a field. And a guy who's going to give you that at that age, you're going to have to take a look at. And when you kind of took some of my thunder with who is going to step up on the defensive line. I also like the idea of the secondary. If you situationally, if you compare like maybe a Madrano rolls down, or, you know, you roll him to a certain side, that maybe Von Miller, you know, he gets a quick, you know, if he gets a quick rush or he gets a good look, and maybe he says, I want to go underneath, and then maybe Kane can be there, and maybe – so I think I like the rotations. And I know that's putting a lot on a rookie, but a certain speed I just think they needed to have at certain spots, at certain moments, that just they didn't have it.
I think that's right on. They simply didn't have this. Right? There are guys – I mean, you know, Madrona can run, a six-round pick. I don't know what he's going to be in year one. I'm not necessarily concerned about him. But they didn't have a lot of defensive speed up front because they went beef. They were like, we need to be – not pushed around by Philadelphia, I think was kind of the mantra, right? So they went after size and Wise and Kinlaw and Goldman. There's a theme there. There's a lot more poundage that's there up front. They didn't have this setting, and now they do a little bit to kind of pair. And there might be some games, honestly, where you're playing teams that want to push you around, where he doesn't do a whole heck of a lot. It is barely part of the plan. I think that's fine.
I love this addition because it fills a need, and you're still – it's funny to say this about a 36-year-old, but there's upside here for him to have a big season, I think. I wonder if this is inevitably the plan, though. Like, is this what it's going to look like with Adam Peters year in and year out? Or is this just how they've had to operate for the first couple years? What I mean by that is these one-year rentals for older players, maybe that's his philosophy. Like, this is a way you can do it. The problem with this is you don't hit all the time. You hope to hit over half the time. Last year, it worked. A lot of these one-year deals, these short deals with the veterans, Ertz and Wagner, it worked. But a lot of these guys, too, are injury risks. It could have not pretty easily. Ertz could have missed 9 games like he did for 3 straight years or whatever. Bobby Wagner could have run into a wall. Von Miller could miss some time.
That's right.
He has the last couple of years. We're all looking at this through the lens of they did it last year and got to the NFC Championship game. But you pay the piper eventually when you operate this way. Mm-hmm. I certainly hope that's not the case with Von Miller, and I would have signed off on this. I mean, in a vacuum, if you're just talking about one move, it makes a lot of sense. But when you make a lot of these one moves, all of a sudden you're the oldest team in the league, and you got a bunch of guys who have dealt with a bunch of injuries.
Yeah, sometimes when you throw something at the wall, it's Cleveland Farrell. Nothing wrong with that, but doesn't really pay any dividends, right? But you end up majoring in this, I think, both by circumstance and, sorry, your quarterback's really good. You should try to win now.
Stadium update for you. Seems like federally there could be some involvement coming. We'll explain. Also, talking Von Miller to the Commanders, a superstar of his era, is going to be wearing burgundy and gold. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We told you there was an update on the stadium front. So obviously July 15th was the big deadline that meant nothing so far. Although Virginia and Maryland, according to Eric Flack of WSA TV9, have now reached out to the Commanders with the exclusive negotiating window closed. They exclusively can negotiate with DC until the 15th. Now, if they wanted to, they could pivot back to Maryland and Virginia. I don't know if that's actually going to happen anytime in the near future, but it's on the table. Well, Eric Flack today, among other reporters, had this. The chair of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, who's from Maryland, who was one of the guys heavily involved in ultimately getting the land given back to D.C.
Yep.
Under the assessment and guise that there was going to be a stadium built there, threatened congressional investigation if D.C. Council doesn't pass RFK deal before August recess. So I'd have to look that up. Darris, maybe you can find when do they go into recess in August. But Comer warns against unnecessary and politically motivated delays in letter to D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson. So this is the federal government getting involved. This is something I'm sure the Commanders have in their back pocket, right? They did a press conference where Harris is standing there not only with the mayor, who's in on making this happen for D.C., but the President of the United States. They worked very hard and built a lot of support from different people in Congress, including Comer. And so this is maybe their trump card, where D.C. City Council goes, we'll drag our feet. We'll get back to you in the fall. Don't worry. We'll get the deal we want, but it's not going to be till the fall.
Mm-hmm.
This is D.C.'s fear, I would think, is that the team pivots and then gets the federal government involved, and they write a letter to the chairman, to Mendelson, and they say, with a threat here, that they will investigate, I don't know what this means exactly, the D.C. Council if they don't get a deal done before August.
So finding this, it looks like August 1st through September 15th is the council recess.
Okay, so that means they've only got two more weeks till the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. So get off your duff.
I think this is bluster. I think this is kind of more posturing. I think this is all noise. I think in the fall, a deal is going to get struck and they're going to be in D.C. But it certainly got more interesting, I would say, with this letter.
Yeah, so I don't know what I don't know here. And what I'm getting at is, let's say for the sake of argument, Comer and Congress or whoever says, fine, we're doing it. Does it revert to the original deal that was before the city council that they're negotiating about? Is there a whole brand new deal where no one knows what the terms are, and now the team is off the hook for a certain number of billion of dollars, or they're on the hook for more or less? I don't know what it reverts to or what happens. It just sounds like this, look out, or we'll, and then no one knows what or what is.
I want to know more about the investigation part of it. Like, what are you investigating exactly? Are you just telling them you're investigating their willingness to get the stadium deal done and you're going to get involved? Or, like, you're going to start trying to overturn stones and see what you find underneath for the city council, where a guy just got voted back in who is accused of accepting $35,000 from an associate and has been indicted on bribery charges? Like, what exactly are you going to be investigating? By the way, did you see that?
Oh, sure did.
That guy's back on the city council?
Oh, yeah, man.
Now, is he at meetings now? I've been away for a week, so
I don't know when he gets to go back in, like, and sit like nothing happened.
Does his yes or no matter right now this second?
That's a great question.
On the stadium?
I don't know when he gets to go back in, but he won. So he is back.
That is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dick in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Dick? How are you?
Hi, Grant. Much enjoyed your work on MLB radio at the All-Star game, particularly when you were discussing the stadiums you've been to. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a couple of Alaska Baseball League games.
Oh, wow.
Which made Alaska the 50th state in which I've seen a baseball game. And I've also been to every major league park, including the two temporary ones this year and the two newer stadiums in Arlington and Atlanta. So
Dick is making moves. Let's go.
I'm a lot older than you, so I can accumulate more of them.
Well, you crushed it. I mean,
love that.
He's been to Sacramento and Steinbrenner Field, where basically of makeshift minor league parks being used as big league parks just for this season.
Yeah, by the way, I laughed. I was reading something the other day about the Tampa Bay Rays sale. And they were like, there was thought this year that the only 10,000 seat minor league park wouldn't be enough to accommodate. We're just kidding. Of course, it was enough to accommodate Rays fans. You know what I mean? It was like, is it big enough? Yes.
So Truist Park was my 26th out of 30. I have not been to Brewers, White Sox, Tigers.
And then either the new
San Diego.
Part-time ones, right?
Well, I don't even count
you
those.
You don't count those,
yeah.
Right?
San Diego. Petco. I was supposed to go there for All-Star festivities like a decade ago, and that's when I got my appendix out the week before.
Oh, that's right.
So I had to miss that trip. But Petco is supposedly gorgeous, and I've been outside of it. It looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But 26 out of 30. I really like Truist. I will say the concourses are too small. You can't move at all. Everyone moving at the same time. And I get that an All-Star game is probably different than a regular season game. But you can't
still, if there are fans in attendance, yes, it's probably tough.
You can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But the coolest thing in the world is the Battery in Atlanta, right by the ballpark. This is what every owner wants to do, because the Braves either own or have some ownership in everything. They've got their finger in all the pies. So the money that comes in every restaurant, every bar, in some way goes toward them or some percentage of it.
Braves popsicles, Braves fries, Braves coffee.
It's a real estate deal, essentially. But this is what the Commanders want to do if they
That's what everyone wants.
At RFK. When people say, you need to be downtown. No, you don't. This thing's 30 minutes away. Now, it is a pain in the butt from the airport or from downtown Atlanta and that traffic. That part of it stinks, for sure. Don't get me wrong. But I actually thought the Battery was one of the coolest areas around a stadium I've ever been in. And it's definitely the new thing. It's what everyone's going to try to replicate.
Yep.
But it was very cool. I like ballparks that when you sit down behind home plate, you know, high, and you look out, and if you were to take a picture, you could look at that picture for half a second and know what the ballpark is. Does that make sense?
I know exactly what you mean.
Like, it's very unique. It's got some skyline.
Like, Pittsburgh's the best example of that.
Yeah, it looks nothing like anything else. Like, this is one of my knocks. Nats Park's grown on me a lot. I think Nats Park's maybe even a little underrated.
Mm.
Overall, I think it's fine. It's like middle of the pack in Major League Baseball. But one of my knocks was Nats Park, especially initially, was just very cookie cutter. To me, it looked like nine other ballparks, and there was nothing about it that really screamed D.C. It was not facing the Capitol. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean.
There's nothing about the skyline that says D.C. I think with Atlanta, you sit down and you look out. There's nothing that says Atlanta, but there's no other ballpark that looks like that looking out toward the outfield.
I know what you mean. So when Camden Yards was done before they put those hotels up there, you could see that clock tower.
Boom.
And it was iconic. And you go, I know exactly what we're doing.
You still have the warehouse.
Yes.
You know, that's
right, right. Still there.
You can't mistake that for anything else. But good ballpark and a great time. I don't know what the Henry Aaron celebration looked like on television.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen live.
It was great.
It was completely touching. It was amazing. Baseball just did a really good job with pretty much everything during that game, I thought.
Yeah, the only knock to me was Fox, quite simply, couldn't get the pitch, what pitch was being thrown, correct. So a guy would throw a curveball, and they'd go, four-seam fastball, 81. Nope. 99-mile-an-hour
fastball.
On the telecast. 99-mile-an-hour fastball, it would say, slider. Nope. They literally could not get it correct, and it wasn't like once or twice. It was someone was pushing buttons or crossed wires. It was infuriating.
That's weird.
Other than that, I thought it was pretty good.
You'd think you could just take the pitch effects, and that's a straight graphic coming from the numbers. Uh-huh. That's wild. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Terry McLaurin's contract dispute rages on. Training camp is only 5 days away. It's time to play a little beat the clock for the Commanders and McLaurin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.